迎收听今天的可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。Gratitude means thankfulness, counting your blessings and noticing simple pleasures. Gratitude shifts your focus from what your life lacks to the abundance that is already there. Giving thanks makes people happier and more resilient. 感恩意味着感激，意味着隶属你的幸福并留意简单的快乐。感恩就是将生活的每天都当成奇迹去过活。感激之情呢，会让一个人变得更快乐更乐观。今天咱们要分享的是一首来自于张国荣的 Thank You。
There's a peaceful, easy feeling blowing softly through the trees, which welcomes in the morning light that shines for me to see. And it takes me past my sorrow and keeps me from the rain. For all these things I like to thank you once againThere's a stairway in the mountains, and it leads up to the stars. And stars can move the clouds away and keep me from the dark. And when I feel alone and lost, they'll show me the way. For all these things, I'd like to thank you once again.Seldom stop to think that we have traveled very far, seen and heard a million things, even wished upon a star, cared for all the close friends who have passed along the way. For all these things and more, thank you once againGiven me
欢迎回来，歌曲之后呢，咱们一起来看一篇跟感激有关的小故事。先看一下生词，第一个生词是 roam， R-O-A-M， 动词漫游流浪，名词漫步漫游流浪。 foul， F-O-U-L， 形容词有恶臭的。 embody， 动词体现。好了，现在咱们进入正文。一个年轻的男子在漫游沙漠途中看到了一泉如水晶般清澈而可口的水，水的味道非常甜美，于是他灌满了他的皮水壶，这样呢就可以带一些回去送给曾经是他老师的部落长老。 A young man while roaming the desert came across a spring of delicious crystal clear waterThe water was so sweet, he filled his leather container so he could bring some back to a tribal elder who had been his teacher. 经过四天的旅程，他终于把水带到了老人的身边，呈现给了老人。老人深饮了一口，和蔼地笑了笑，并深切地感激学生赠予他的这么甜美的水。年轻人怀着愉快的心情回到了村庄。After a four-day journey, he presented the water to the old man, who took a deep sip, smiled warmly, and thanked his student lavishly for the sweet water. The young man returned to his village with a happy heart.后来老师让他的另一个学生去品尝水，学生吐了出来，说水太难喝了。他显然已经因为陈旧的皮革容器而变得不再新鲜。 Later the teacher let another student taste the water. He spat it out, saying it was awful. It apparently had become stale because of the old leather container.学生质疑他的老师，师傅，水是臭的，你为什么要假装喜欢它呢？ The student challenged his teacher. Master, the water was foul. Why did you pretend to like it? 老师回答说，你只是品尝了水的味道，我却是在品尝礼物的味道。水仅仅是装在善与爱这种行为的容器。没有什么东西比善和爱更甜美了。The teacher replied, You only tasted the water. I tasted the gift. The water was simply the container for an act of loving kindness, and nothing could be sweeter. 感恩呢，不会总是自发而来。大多数儿童和成人只看重被赠予的东西本身，而不是它体现的情谊。我们应该提醒自己并教导我们的孩子，感情以及对感激之情的表达是美丽而纯洁的，毕竟发自内心给予的礼物才是真正的礼物。
Gratitude doesn't always come naturally. Most children and many adults value only the thingGiven rather than the feeling embodied in it. We should remind ourselves and teach our children about the beauty and purity of feelings and expressions of gratitude. After all, gifts from the heart are really gifts of the heart.
学会了感激呢，就不会再去关注生活缺失了什么，而是注意到自己已经收获的东西，从而变得更为乐观和快乐。好了，今天的可可听歌学英语栏目就这么多了，我是 Linda， 咱们下期见。